Raised with newsreels, many of my memories of contemporary history are colored gray, so my expectations were Soviet-era drab as my wife Joni and I landed at St. Petersburg, Russia earlier this fall, and its tired old airport supported that notion. Things brightened once away from the airport. Quickly, we were in the midst of a bustling international city, but among frequent sightings of compelling and colorful architecture, some new, some hundreds of years old, we also found rundown commercial and industrial buildings and ugly public housing units. And that's really a snapshot of Russia. Gems from the past, a bold face to the future, and a hangover of problems needing attention. Why visit Russia? First, to glimpse their view of a story we've always heard from a Western perspective. Like France, Italy, or Germany, there's great art, food, and fun. But having visited China and now Russia, both much removed from our roots and comfort zone, we find ourselves challenged more and learning more. It's more a matter of gaining perspective, looking at both differences and commonalities. That brings me back to St. Petersburg, which was renamed Leningrad for a period after the 1917 revolution. Like me, you may have read about the Nazi siege of Leningrad during World War II, but my understanding was more visceral after viewing where the siege line had held and hearing the horrific stories from a Russian whose voice 70 years later still crackled with emotion. Nearly 900 days long with escalating bombardments, the siege claimed some 1.5 million lives, half civilians, including women and children. No water supply, no heat, winter temperatures of minus 20 degrees. Daily rations at one point were limited to a quarter pound of bread made mostly of sawdust. The Russians never surrendered, finally pushing the Germans back. That's just one World War II story. Think of the horrors for the people across Russia during that war, plus the Bolshevik Revolution, plus serfdom under the Tsars well into the 19th century. Don't forget World War I, the Crimean War, the battles with Napoleon, and of course the Cossack and Mongol invasions. And post-World War II, remember Stalin? He perfected killing political opponents, real or imagined, including 200,000 who died working as forced laborers building the Moscow Canal alone. Then the Cold War arrived with decades of deprivation, stagnation, and governmental tyranny. Finally, with Boris Yeltsin, when the Russian political system started opening up, everyday people got a taste of freedom. But accompanying economic reforms wiped out the personal holdings of millions of people. So yes, there are many millionaires now, but everyday people aren't seeing much of the action. And we are told political and media freedoms are fading. Bottom line, 1,200 years or so of autocratic leadership will leave marks. Consider an individual, then extrapolate the nationwide impact in worldview, trust, relationships, aspirations, values, courage, veracity, even the amount of vodka consumed. That's not a judgment on Russians. It's a frame of reference worth remembering in understanding them. Joni and I have many things worth remembering in traveling from St. Petersburg to Moscow, with many small town stops in between. Some random examples. Russia is huge, 9 time zones, and much of what we saw was stunningly beautiful. Also stunning, the Russian Orthodox churches, their large onion domes often decorated in gold or intricate designs in tile. Religion doesn't seem mainstream, but it is certainly available. We saw churches under construction, and services for most denominations could be found even in English. Educational notes. Teachers who take assignments in less desirable locales get significant government bonuses. Free vocational education is available for those not college inclined. Different ingredients and spicing made for many interesting meals. Borscht may be just beet soup, but they take it to an extraordinary level. Moscow has a field of lapsed heroes, salvaged sculptures of the likes of Stalin, saved as reminders of terrible times. Then there's a cemetery of achievers, composers, ballerinas, poets, and humanitarians among them. Surprisingly, security isn't as obvious as in, for example, Italy, where police are most everywhere carrying automatic weapons. But in sensitive areas, we found a presence of tall, well-tailored men, vigilant and somehow more menacing than uniformed officers. We liked the locals. Interactions were warm and helpful once the ice was broken. Russian humor, often sarcastic, includes ongoing jokes about their many firsts, like the invention of the traffic jam, But Russian traffic jams are no joke. A final memory, in her cozy home, a retired baker toasted us with homemade vodka and the observation that people to people, we're all the same. With all due respect, I'm Jay Solomon.